What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy, as always.
Introduce. Hi.
How are you doing today, Kathy?
I'm doing great.
We've been around the country. We've been to Virginia and back, taking our daughter to Liberty University, which is a spectacular place. And anyway, I'll talk some more about that. But today's show is going to be about animals. We'll talk about animals today. Farm animals, pets, dogs. And how does that relate to insurance?
Horses, cows.
Mm-hmm. Pigs, goats, whatever you may have. So I was thinking about just like, you know, current events now. I bet Kathy's not even looked at this, or maybe you have, but have you seen what's happened with Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
They've tried to rebrand themselves. And just my opinion, people may not agree with me. I mean, people don't want my opinion, but I think that the slide began that I first saw where you've got to know your customers. And I didn't think it was wise when they started selling alcohol at a Cracker Barrel. It's a family, restaurant, and I don't know why they decided to do that. And you think about their corporate plan. If you look at Cracker Barrel, all of their restaurants typically are along what, Kathy?
The interstate.
Interstate. That's their
appeal to other people, maybe.
Well, I remember one time they said, oh, Hiawassee's getting a Cracker Barrel. And I was like, no. Cracker Barrel's not coming to Hiawassee.
Because
they're always along the interstate. Mm-hmm. So people along the interstate are doing what?
They're driving.
Mm-hmm. So why would you want to serve alcohol for people going down the road? So I thought that was a kind of a bad business model. And I had some experience with this because I dated a girl in high school when I was in college, that her parents owned a Western Sizzler. And at the time, they started serving alcohol, and they were boycotted at this town, and they went out of business. So I'm not saying whether alcohol's good or bad. I'm just saying in their clientele and their business model, I don't think that was a very wise decision. We insure lots of restaurants that do serve alcohol, and we have to also provide insurance for
liquor liability.
Mm-hmm. So that's part of what we do. But anyway, I think it's interesting how, you know, I've been reading a book called Good to Great, how some companies have been, you know, going from a good model, and they can't ever really expand because they can't get past the good to go to the great. In this case here, you're looking at a company that was good or maybe perhaps great, and now it's going from good to bad. And I got to think about our business, too, because we've had to rebrand ourselves several times. And we've purchased agencies, and, you know, it was formerly Thomas Insurance, formerly Bruce and Hook, formerly Wahia Insurance. So I've had several acquisitions, and the branding of a business is, I know, important. And Kent and I are trying to decide right now where to go with the Moore brand or the Mountain brand. So we have three different brands going on, and that's something we'll be looking at down the road. So that was just a thought. Kathy's giving me a weird look.
Well, I thought we were talking about animals.
We are.
Okay.
So Cracker Barrel has animals, right?
Okay.
So anyway, animals. Okay, so let's think about people that have... a lot of people have what we call like a hobby farm. Maybe you've got a horse.
They call it gentleman's farm.
Gentleman's farm.
Mm-hmm. Which means they're doing it for a tax break. They're not using it. They're not like in a cattle rancher or something like that. They just have a very few acres around their house, and they utilize it as a gentleman's farm, which is what they call it.
Maybe it could be a tax write-off too, right?
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of clients we have sometimes may have farm, maybe for that purpose. I don't know. But insuring a animal is not something that is automatically covered. Well, I say a large animal on your homeowner's policy. So what do we have to do, Kathy, if somebody has a horse? What do we have to do in that situation?
We have to endorse the policy.
For what?
Notify the underwriter, of course, but we have to know how many you know, how many head of cattle, if they have cattle, they have to know if how many horses. They want like an inventory of what they actually have, so we can let the underwriter know, and then we can, of course, endorse a policy if we need to do it. Livestock liability is the big thing we want to look for on the policy.
So it's incidental farming liability.
Yeah.
And it's designed for somebody that has maybe a couple horses, a couple cows, goats possibly. And, okay, why do you need liability on a large animal?
If they were to escape and they go out in the middle of the road and someone hits them, that could be an issue for liability because they got out. It could be that they've gone to somebody else's property and they could have possibly eaten something or trampled something or had some problems with that. So there's different things that can happen.
We had a situation, I wasn't really involved in this, I heard about it. The cows got out and went to the golf course. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the Ridges. And they ended up messing up the greens or the, mm-hmm. you know, the fairways. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it's expensive to maintain mm-hmm. a golf course, and that was damage. And
well, even when it's landscaping, you pay a lot of money to have a lot of people will have lots of landscaping and those, you know, trees and bushes. And
well, that's not the big, I think the main thing that you don't want your animal to escape out of the premises. Mm-hmm. You're responsible for your animal. You're responsible for your fencing. So if an animal gets out and there's a bad car accident because mm-hmm. your horse is in the road, your cow's in the road, and now we have somebody that's seriously injured,
right.
they can come back on you because you're right. responsible to keep the animal in its premises.
Right.
I grew up with the cows. We had cows growing up, and I can tell you the cows know when to get out. It's right before we have to be at a wedding. It's like right before we're getting ready to go on a date. It's like mm-hmm. the cows always just know when to escape out of the pasture.
The rogue ones, yeah.
Having the cows growing up, they were always, you know, my dad and I built very good fences, but there was times where the cows just got out. And particularly, we had an electric fence, and maybe the power was out, and they got out. So that's been a problem, you know, that we have to worry about, or you get to worry about as a owner of a large animal, if they do escape the premises and cause right. an auto
accident.
Well,
even your dogs can be an issue. I mean, they could bite somebody.
Dogs are going to be, I don't want to say automatically covered.
Well, it depends on what breed there is, because there's some exclusions for certain types of dogs or certain dogs that have a biting history. So we have to know what kind of animal you have, what kind of breed you have. If it's a mix, like a mutt versus a German Shepherd or a Rockwall or there's a
Akita or something.
Akita.
Chow. Dorman Pincher. There's a list.
There's a whole list.
And so what Kay's talking about is
pit bulls, yeah.
Yeah, there is a there on the policy you may have a situation where your homeowner's policy excludes
certain
types of animals.
Right.
Or it may do what's called a limiting coverage. Like maybe right. you only have $50,000 of liability in this case if you have these kinds of dogs.
Right.
And even you might be sitting there with a $1 million umbrella and, you know, $1 million of homeowner's liability. And if you had a dog, you know, maybe attacks the kids next door or whatever, you might be stuck with a lower limit. So that's something that you've got to really think about. Do you want to have the liability for this type of dog? And there may be exclusion or maybe some wording in there about if the dog has had a known bite history.
Like history, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. once your dog has bitten somebody, now you're in a totally different liability. You're going to be held more accountable because this is something that you knew about and you failed to act. And I remember growing up as a child, we had a dog that did bite one of my friends mm-hmm. and we got rid of the dog mm-hmm. and you're like the meanest person in the world to get rid of your kid's animal, but from a liability standpoint sometimes that's the best thing to do because you don't want to put your assets right. online for a dog.
Right.
Kathy's only had like two dogs mm-hmm. right. I've had like 30.
Well, now we have a lot more, but
well, the time we met you had like two dogs. You had right. Sable the dog and
Freckles
a dog mm-hmm. and you briefly had Samuel the Spaniel.
We had Samuel the Spaniel first. Yeah.
How long did that last?
A couple months, and then my dad gave him to my aunt and uncle.
Why?
Because he was howling and the neighbors were calling and complaining, and we got rid of them. My aunt and uncle took them. They lived in a different part of where there was less, you know, population, so they were able to take the dog, and we had him. I got to see him all the time because I went up there and visit, so we didn't actually get rid of him per se. He was still in the family, so.
Samuel the Spaniel.
Samuel the Spaniel.
So I've had, I had Daisy the, she was a bird dog. I can't remember. I think it was a Brittany Spaniel. And so Daisy the Brittany Spaniel goes down to our neighbors, and guess what our neighbor has? Chickens. Mm-hmm. And he ended up, it was, maybe things have changed. I know things have changed, but it was perfectly acceptable back when I was growing up in Clay County. If a dog came to your property, you could just shoot it. Mm-hmm. And that was going to happen to Daisy, the Brittany Spaniel. So we had to get rid of Daisy because she would have not made it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in Atlanta and somebody shoots your dog, you're probably going to go to jail, right?
Right.
But back in the day, that was perfectly acceptable practice if, you know, a dog came to your property.
In the 70s.
Yeah, if you got your chickens and that dog was going to get shot. Yeah. And that's just the reality
well,
of what we dealt with.
These days, I feel people like will say, hey, your dog's in my yard, or they've done something like that, and give you kind of like a warning versus just doing something like that. But there's a lot of people that don't like animals at all. They don't want to be bothered. And that could be an issue, too, if you do something to somebody else's pet. So keep that in mind, too, if, you know, they don't want them to come back on you for doing something to their pet either. So just...
Yeah, probably not.
I've
seen the... What they used to do to dogs back in the day is just...
This is not back in the day anymore.
I know, but it was definitely a different time. But today, the liability still exists. Like if your dog...
Well, people think of their dogs as their kids. So, I mean, a lot of people don't have kids. They have dogs. So, and pets or goats or you name it, they have it. And they don't want you messing with their stuff. So, that's just, you know, how it is.
Yeah. Well, also, we can talk maybe... I think we're getting ready to toast a break here. But we can talk about... even different types of animals after the break and how it comes down to liability and how do you ensure that. And so we'll come back and talk some more about pets and dogs and animals after our break. And my name is Mark Moore with Mike Ketty, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark. We just want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. 1 is located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, next to the post office there. We're located in the South State Bank building. We're in a separate wing from the bank. We're not part of the bank, but we're on a separate part over there in Blairsville. So please come by and see us there for your insurance needs. Our second location for More Insurance Services is located in Hiawassee, Georgia, at 150 South of Main Street, Suite C, in the Town Trace building. It's the Red Brick building next to the hospital. Come by and see us there. And our last location is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, at 157 Highway 64 West there in Hayesville. And we're right next to United Community Bank there on the main drag. That's our main hub, so you can come by and see us there. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs there. We have another location in Murphy, North Carolina. It is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and it is located right past the Arby's and So's Goods restaurant there on the left in Murphy. And then our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're between the United Community Bank and Burger King. So come by and see us there as well. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And, of course, you can go on our website and check out all these great podcasts that we have if you miss one of our shows. And you also can request a quote from our website. You can also join our team, and we're accepting applications. We're not for jobs opportunities, as well as like us on Facebook.
Okay. So thank you, Kathy. Today we're talking about animals. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's different types of animals.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you have a farm animal, that's going to be considered different than having a pet, like, mm-hmm. you know, a dog, a cat. If you do have a large animal, cow, horse, then we're recommending you to make sure your homeowner's policy has what's called incidental farm liability. And that would be, you know, if your animal were to escape the premises, you know, among other things, if it caused an auto accident, that's when you want to have a incidental farm liability coverage, because your homeowner's policy is not going to pay if there is a claim involving a large animal if you don't have this endorsement. Incidental obviously means incidental, which means you have a few. Mm-hmm. If you get into a larger operation, probably over five, some companies may do up to as many as 10, you're going to need what's called a farm owner's policy.
Right, which is completely different, because it also depends on your acreage. Most of the homeowner's policies will allow you to have, depending on the carrier, will let you have so many, you know, head of cattle or whatever. And they have to have so many acres of land. If you exceed the amount for the head or the acreage, they'll make us do a farm policy, a farm owner's policy.
It's very common where people have, maybe they have a house, an acre, mm-hmm. but down the road they've got 70 acres mm-hmm. with animals on it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that property may be leased out to somebody else who does have livestock. Right. Because, you know, they're not operating a farm. They're just leasing the property out to somebody else.
Right.
You need to explore that with your insurance agent. And also the tenant, there would be preferably to have some sort of written agreement with the tenant, and also to require them to have insurance for their animals, because you can get sued and brought into a litigation. Not only would the owner of the animal get sued, but you as the owner of the property having the fencing and own the property can be brought in litigation over what your tenant is doing. So we advise you having a tenant to have carry liability insurance. And also you'd want to ask a tenant to list you as an additional insured on their policy, because that way the tenant's policy would also, you'd be able to get protection for yourself under a tenant's policy as well, which mm-hmm. is a good thing to have. You might want to consider putting these types of properties in a limited liability company. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, whatever happens on this farm hopefully would not come to you personally. It would be limited on the liability of that one location. So that would be in recommendation. And Kathy and I had that same situation. I've got my grandfather had his farm, and, you know, my dad passed away, and before he did, he gave me the family farm. We do have a tenant on the property, and I did put the property into LLC, and then the tenant he's carrying a liability policy.
But he has his multiple animals, yes.
Yeah, and that he's got, and I've got a policy. I've got a farm policy mm-hmm. as well. So he's got a policy as well that lists our LLC as additional insured. And then I've got my policy for the LLC, mm-hmm. so I feel protected that way. Let's talk about, I know this is kind of has to deal with animals, but okay, what if you're trying to kill an animal? What if you're deer hunting? I mean, that's something you got to think about too. I mean, if you've got people that you allow to hunt on your property, and let's say somebody gets shot
or they get injured, they fall from a tree stand or something like that happens, that could be a big problem too.
My second cousin got really, really hurt this year. He was strapping up his tree stand and fell, and multiple compound fractures. And
so you
got to think about that before you get someone on your property mm-hmm. if they're going to be hunting. So that's something you could be brought into liability as mm-hmm. well, especially if there's a shooting on your property.
Right.
So that was about animals today, Kathy. You want to get another dog or not?
No, we already have four. We're good.
We are dog poor, are we not?
We had five. Now we have four. So
that's right. Okay. Well, I think we're talking about animals today, and we'll be back next week. This is Mark and Kathy Moore, and we are on Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.